Welcome back. I'm really glad you're here. I am going to be taking you through step three, which is day three, but step three of my seven-step signature method for lasting weight loss. Day three is monitor your messaging. And I think this is so crucial to not just losing weight, but to keeping the weight off. Because when I'm coaching my clients, this is the stuff that really keeps them stuck is the old message, the voice in their head. I always say there's two voices. The one that will, try to lead you down the right path, and the one that will try to convince you to go back down the rabbit hole. And because that old voice is the one that you're so used to listening to, it's kind of how your brain is a little bit hardwired. Chances are that you'll push that logical voice to the back and just follow that old voice. That says probably the same things over and over again. And we're going to talk about that stuff. And I know we talked a little bit about, what do you say when you speak to yourself? What did you discover? So in monitoring your messaging, what I hear all the time, and I kind of put it in the little graphic in today's email, I failed in the past. What if I can't do this? What if I try? What if I invest in myself and I can't do this? It works for them, but it doesn't work for me. And then in the moments, the voice is probably saying, I don't care, I'll worry about it tomorrow. All of those things that you tell yourself that keep leading you down the wrong path. So monitoring your messaging, because a lot of people aren't even really clear about what they're saying to themselves. So I've worked with quite a few clients that are just like, I don't know what I tell myself. I don't know what that thing is. I don't know what that voice says. But here's the thing, you guys. We have thoughts running through our head all day, every day. And around the time when you go to eat, especially when you go to eat when you're not hungry, getting really clear on what you're saying. So often that I hear, here's what I hear a lot. I feel like eating. I feel like chewing. I just feel like eating. And listen to your language. And so when you're telling that to yourself, I just feel like it's a feeling. So you're actually eating a feeling. Beliefs, our old beliefs when we were kids, really came about because of either pleasure or pain. And so it's these beliefs that create your messaging, and that's what needs to change. Imagine if you change that dialogue in your head, and every time you felt like you were out of control, you were like, nope, that's not the truth. I am totally in control. I make the decisions over what I choose to eat. The food just doesn't jump in my mouth, and nobody's putting the food in my mouth for me. It's my choice. I make these decisions. I have total control, and it's not about willpower. It's about your self-talk. So your self-talk is you giving yourself a different direction. You're in the kitchen, you're thinking, what do I want to eat? I don't care. Because you can't stop those thoughts from coming, but you do have the ability to change it to a different thought. So what if that next thought is, that's not the truth. I am in control. I do care. I totally care. Because I know for a fact when I eat X, Y, or Z, I'm going to feel kind of bad about it. And why do I choose to do that to myself? Why would I choose to make myself feel bad? Because I know the outcome of the decision. What might happen is you gave yourself a different direction, and then you would probably take a different action because our actions follow our thoughts. So this stuff is all tied together. And the truth is, you're probably stuck in the loop. Getting out of your loop. So your loop is the thing that you say to yourself all the time. And if you think about it, if you get really clear on what your messaging is, you'll hear yourself say the same thing over and over again. I have no control. I have no willpower. What does it matter? I'll worry about it tomorrow. What difference does it make? And then you go ahead and eat. And you recognize all of those things weren't the truth because now you kind of feel a little bit of regret, shame, remorse, and all of those feelings that come with emotional eating. And emotional eating doesn't always come from, you know, being sad or being angry. Sometimes we have these feelings. So pay really close attention to when you're saying, I feel like eating, then that voice, that's head hunger. So often I talk about head hunger and stomach hunger. So I feel like eating is head hunger. When we're hungry, we declare, I'm hungry. It's not even a question, it's more of a statement. So be really clear on what's going on up here and what's going on in your belly, so physical versus emotional. And what is the voice telling you? And redirect it. Give yourself a different direction. What is it that you tell yourself? Are you clear? Do you even know when it comes to food and eating? What do you tell yourself? Monitor your messaging and change your self-talk. Because I know for a fact that this is the key to sustainable weight loss. I just do. I've seen it time and time again. When people just change the food and you're on a diet and you're shoulding and I shouldn't and I can't and I'm not supposed to, if that's the language that you're using, you're a dieter. You're dieting. You're saying this is for right now, I'm not doing this because I'm not supposed to. And then you get into that good food, bad food, I'm good, I was bad. That's the stuff that needs to go. All of that messaging, all of those words, because good and bad is a moral judgment on yourself. So be really careful about when you eat something you wish you didn't and saying you're bad. I was so bad today. And let me tell you something else. If you have kids, they are listening to you say that. And that's what they're learning. And they are taking that messaging with them every time they make food choices. Because look what happened. You know, we're all products of our environment. How did we kind of have this relationship with food? For most of us, it's what we learned in our homes growing up. It's the messaging that we got from our families. It's the relationship we established. You know, as I said before, beliefs influence 95% of your decisions. So what were our beliefs? If you were feeling badly as a kid, or you scraped your knee, or something bad happened, and your mom or dad gave you like a cookie or a lollipop, we began to believe when things were bad, sugar, sweets, you know, was a reward. It would make us happy. It would make things better. It would make the bad go away. And so that's the stuff we started to believe. You know, depending upon what happened in your home, a belief could be like, well, if I finish all of my dinner, well, then I get dessert. Because and now you've learned dessert ends the meal, or you need to eat all of your food and then eat dessert. So it's the things that we believe growing up. And the truth is, your beliefs and what you've learned as a kid might have served you then. But I guarantee if it's about your relationship with food, they don't serve you now. This is about helping you change your old story, because I guarantee that most of you who struggle with food, weight, and dieting are living in your old story. Would it have ever happened to you as a kid? You know, your mom was really critical of you. Your dad was not encouraging you or always putting you down. And that's how you operate now in your life, and that's your belief system. It affects every decision you make. It affects your relationship with food and with yourself. And oftentimes people struggle with food because they don't have a good relationship with themselves. And that's another thing we're going to talk about as we get, you know, further through the challenge. But what I want you to understand is that your beliefs really have everything to do with that messaging that you give to yourself of what if I can't, what if I fail, what does it matter, what's the use, what if you don't fail? And it does matter. You matter. What you want matters. How you feel matters. And so this is the stuff that you, I know in the moment, it's like, what do you do in the moment? This is the stuff you lose sight of when all you do is think about the food, because you've conditioned to believe that the food's going to make it better. I just need this right now. I'll worry about it later. I want it. Oh my goodness. How powerful is that voice when it says, but I want it. And then you say to that voice, that other logical voice is, you know, the voice, the dueling voice is, don't tell me what to do. And I hear that so often from clients who are still rebelling against somebody in their life that told them they can't, they shouldn't, they're not supposed to. And they're still fighting that old voice in their head. But the truth is that voice is yours. This is about changing the messaging in your head. But you can't change something that you're not in tune to. Getting really clear on what you're telling yourself so you could create a new story, create a different dialogue in your head. And so you just need to kind of come up with a different script. Hear what you're saying, write down what you're telling yourself. Get crystal clear. So are you creating reasons why you should eat, or are you creating reasons why you shouldn't? And so oftentimes that voice in your head is creating all the reasons why you should. I had a bad day. I was good all day long. I know you guys are going to jump on this one. I was good all day long. And so therefore, now I could eat this. Or I was good for the last 2 days and the scale didn't budge. So what's the use? Get really clear on what you're telling yourself. Because you're giving yourself messages that aren't the truth, that will sabotage you. So especially the message that I've been good for the last 2 or 3 days, and if the scale didn't move, well, then I may as well not do this. I may as well give up. What's the use? But that's so not true. Because slow and steady wins the race. Here's the deal, you guys. This journey isn't a perfectly straight line. But don't berate yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself and speak to yourself as you would somebody you love. If you have children, you would never speak to your children the way you speak to yourself. If you have a dear friend or loved one, you would never speak to them and say the things that to them that you would say to yourself. So what if they came to you and said, oh, I had 3 cupcakes and I'm such an idiot, I'm such a loser, it's like whatever it is, and you'd be like, don't be silly, don't worry about it, it's okay, you know, you'll just, you know, you'll be better tomorrow. And be kind to yourself the same way you'd be kind and forgiving to somebody that you love. Because that's a big part of it too. That negative inner critic will always keep putting yourself down. And this is a journey and there will be bumps in the road. Write down what you're telling yourself. Are you creating reasons why you should eat versus why you shouldn't eat? And monitoring your negative self-talk. What is that? What is that dialogue? What do you say to yourself? And then write a different script to challenge that old voice that makes you want to eat. What else could you say to help you make a different choice? And then what other kind words can you speak to yourself if you should do something you're not that happy that you did? Because chances are, when you emotionally eat versus make a mindful decision to eat something, because emotional eating, it's feelings driven, it's not hunger driven. And that's when we feel bad about ourselves. Just to do a quick review of the challenge so far, day 1, nourish your body, you know, whole unprocessed foods, low glycemic index eating, eating every 4 to 6 hours, protein and carbs at every meal and snack, use food for fuel. Day 2, get really clear on what your habits and behaviors and mindset is. And day 3, monitor your messaging. And when you get really clear on that, I think you're going to have so many aha moments as to what it is that you're telling yourself that you might not have actually heard before, because you just say it over and over and over again that you don't even hear your own voice in your head anymore. All right, you guys. So tomorrow will be day 4. You're going to get your email in your box. I invite you to a call with me if you want to talk about any of this stuff, or you want to kind of explore and dig deeper what these voices are. You could go to www.speakwithlisa.com and schedule a call with me if you want, and I would love to help you even further. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate it. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye, you guys.